driving you home weekday afternoons. Interviews and news from right around the world. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.
This is 98.9 FM. Dan here with you on The Drive Show. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon. We have been discussing it over the last few days, of course, since the election, since the result in the election in the US. A surprise result, I guess, for many due to, I guess, us reading into the polls a little bit too much. The pollsters sort of give you one idea of things that are going to happen. And then, of course, we saw the result with Donald Trump becoming victorious. Joining me from thebigsmoke.com.au is social commentator and founder, Alexandra Chelios. How are you, Alex?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. I hope I pronounced your surname correctly.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, look, we heard for years leading up to the result that Donald Trump didn't have a chance in hell of winning. It was a snowflake in hell. You know, different quotes from different people saying it's a joke. He's a clown. He'll never get the top job. Everyone's left with egg on their face. Donald Trump is, president-elect of the United States. And the pollsters, I guess, are the ones that led most people to believe that he wasn't going to win. It was going to be a Clinton victory. How did the polls get it so wrong?
I think it was an issue where we were dealing with a candidate that was so unusual to American politics. He was so outside the box. And a lot of Americans were split with him because on one hand, there were those real gung-ho kind of, they love Trump and they're going to, you know, preach about Trump all day long and they've got the flags on their lawns and, you know, all of that. But then on the other side, you've got people who actually shouldn't really necessarily be a Trump supporter, but they couldn't vote for Clinton. They just didn't want to vote for Clinton. They didn't trust her or they didn't agree with her views. They didn't agree with her past, perhaps. And so they were more likely to want to vote Trump but didn't want to talk about it. So when it came time to polling, and it didn't really matter whether it was CNN or Fox or whoever it was, they just weren't talking about it. And I think what this tells me as media and is that we should be looking at more than just polls. We should be looking at trends on Twitter and trends on Facebook. I think Instagram was a good example of how many Trump supporters there were. People were more likely to talk about it amongst their friends privately, maybe, if that. When it came to voting, they voted for Trump. But 49% of people in America didn't vote at all.
Now, whether you agree with Donald Trump or not, he is president-elect of the United States. And I guess it's a bit of a different system over there. Some Australians are confused as to how Hillary Clinton could, how Hillary could win the popular vote. But Donald Trump wins the president election. How does that actually work?
Well, so it's based on college electorate. So every single state is represented in the scheme of voting. And basically what happens is some states are almost worth more, I guess, to an election. So there's 538 electors, and a president has to have 270 to win.
Right, that's the magic number everyone was talking about.
So even though Hillary, in terms of individual votes, actually received, I think it was like 2% more than Trump, he got more electoral votes.
Right.
So the electoral votes is what counted in this regard. So each state's entitled allotment of elector equals the number of members in its congressional delegation. That's where it gets confusing. So it's not like in Australia where we vote for someone and prime minister and 58% voted or not.
Yeah.
This is like complicated.
It is.
So it's not even based on the popular vote.
Does it confuse? It's been confusing for Australians. I mean, does it confuse Americans that don't have to vote? I mean, we're used to going to the polls every few years. Does this confuse Americans? And did they actually realize what they were doing?
I believe that it confuses Americans, and I believe it's a system that is so flawed that if you're looking at a country that has someone like Donald Trump potentially going to be your president and 49% of the country doesn't want to have a say in that, I think that speaks volumes.
Well, look, he was brash. He was out there in the in the primaries and in the lead up to the election in the debates, being cocky, being a little bit arrogant, talking over the top of people, yelling out phrases like wrong, and he's sort of known for being out there a little bit. His victory speech, well, It was a little bit toned down. It was late at night. Now, maybe that had something to do with it. But
he was tired. He had a Valium.
Was this a new Trump we're seeing as president-elect? Or, you know, is he's talking about bringing people together and this type of stuff, where in the past it's been divisive. It's been about building walls. Can we give him the benefit of the doubt to give him a go?
I'm not convinced that he doesn't now have a good PR team. And I'm not convinced. I mean, if you consider that the past 24 hours of the election, he wasn't even allowed to access his own Twitter account. They wouldn't let his campaign staff, wouldn't let him use his Twitter account because they didn't want him to stuff up with some vitriolic tweet that was going to ruin it. So people are worried. But in saying that, even his recent discussions with Obama, where they sat down together, was actually quite passive and friendly and peaceful. So who knows? I actually believe that Donald Trump is going to hate being the president of the United States. He is not aware, I don't believe, of how little control he will have.
How much did the emails hurt Hillary?
I think the emails hurt Hillary, but I think it was a broader part of why the public don't trust her. America is a really strange country in the fact that to elect a president, they want to believe that they're a good moral person. And they judged Hillary on a lot of things, including her marriage to Bill. That kept coming up. When you would hear on social media people criticizing Hillary, it was almost always about two things, crooked Hillary or what a terrible woman she was for still being married to Bill. It was a big deal for people. And even earlier in the year, there were different polls that found that more Americans trusted Trump than Clinton. They believe that even if he said terrible things or hateful things, that he genuinely meant them, whereas they didn't believe Hillary meant everything she said. And I guess that's where I guess the trust factor really comes down to it.
Now, look, I've been outspoken about being opposed to Donald Trump, but again, we can't change the result. He is president-elect, and I am optimistic and hopeful that things can be, you know, he can be doing some good things for America, like he says, make America great again. That's his catchphrase, his slogan. I don't know.
It's his hat.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to do it, but he says he's got a lot of things he wants to do in his first 100 days, including he wants to focus more on domestic issues as opposed to, you know, fighting wars and things like that. You know, do you see Donald Trump living up to some of those promises?
No, because he won't be able to get things through Congress. Yeah. One of the biggest criticisms people have had with Obama has been his inability to get things through Congress. And the American public don't, and even Australia, we don't really understand the barriers it takes to make a decision or to get something through. So we think, oh, he's just not living up to his promises. Oh, he's just not, you know, doing what he said he'll do. But we don't realise how much it takes. And I don't think Trump realises how much it takes. So I think some things he will do and he will try to do. I think he's more likely to be quite a sitting duck for a few years and make a few contentious statements. But I think he could really, the biggest damage I'm concerned about is China, because he constantly criticizes China, says that he deals with China, says China beats America, without acknowledging the amount of debt America has with China. China owns the most of America. You know, if they got upset and they called their debt in early, that would be a huge blow to the American economy. So a devastating blow, and it wouldn't be repairable. So I think he needs to be careful, and I do believe he'll have advisors and people in Congress that will help him navigate that. So I don't think he's going to be – I don't see a wall happening is my point.
Hey, we touched on Obama. He's got a couple of months left in the White House. How do you think he'll be remembered? Will he sort of go down as a bit of an underachiever, a bit of a letdown when he started with so much promise?
I think for some people, yes, but I think also the overarching thing about the Obamas have been they've been a very graceful family. They've not really had any scandals. They've not really had any blows up. You know, they're really kind of quite dignified. And even the way Obama will be left and remembered as somebody who had dignity and somebody who had a sense of humour. Because he's always been quite funny, and I think that's how he'll be remembered. Whether or not he'll be remembered as an impactful president, probably less so, but he will be remembered as someone who had dignity and humour.
All right. Well, it's been a couple of days now, and we have seen protests and quite a lot of outrage, outcry for President Trump elect, including a lot of university students storming the streets, shouting "Not my president," things like that. Mm-hmm. I know you guys have looked a fair bit on the bigsmoke.com.au about this, but how does Trump say unite people, bring people together, stop this? This sort of civil unrest that's going on in America at the present?
Well, I think it speaks to the grassroots component of this whole election. I mean, one of the things we saw, not just with Trump, but also with Bernie Sanders and a bit with Clinton, was that there was this real grassroots support. And so I think protesting is really an extension of that. So I think what's going to probably happen is it will climatize over time. People will get bored with the idea of being angry at Trump, but I think he'll be very, very watched very closely. I don't think as many people are going to move to Canada as what he, what they're saying. And I also think, people are getting more and more divisive over who out of their friends voted for Trump. So that's become a real problem. I had someone recently say on social media, if you voted for Trump, delete yourself from my Facebook. And this is a common thread that we're seeing. So I think it will continue to cause problems, and they've got Thanksgiving just around the corner. So I think it'll be very interesting at Thanksgiving dinners.
Well, like him or loathe him, he is the president-elect of the United States, Donald Trump. And I've said this a little bit myself. Only time will tell how he is, how he performs, if he's good or bad as president. Until then, we're only sort of guessing. So he's got 4 years. We'll see what he can do to America to make it great again. Thank you very much for your time today, Alexandra Chelius from thebigsmoke.com.au. We'll try and catch up with you again soon.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Driving you home weekday afternoons. Interviews and news from right around the world. Unpredictable and fun. Sponsored by Ipswich Pro Drive. Wrap up your day with Dan Rennie in the evenings.